Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Now at 8:30, right?
I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe
I believe
your money's gonna get.
remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You may get through it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. For the great things that he has done and is doing. Amen. To God be the glory. Welcome to the prayer line on tonight. Amen. We're just so excited to be back here because there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. Amen. So we thank God for the opportunity to come and pray. We're going to open with a scripture tonight. After that, we will be praying. We will be praying for the church again. We prayed for the church last week. We will be praying for the church again, and then we will take a few prayer calls, a few prayer requests before we sign out on tonight. So if you are on the prayer team and you are able to pray, press 1 on your phone device so the pastor and I will know that you are able to pray tonight. Amen. For those on the prayer team, if you're in a position that you're able to pray, just press 1. Let us go into the word. 1 Chronicles 16:8. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him psalms unto him. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Amen. And that was 1 Chronicles 16:8-14. God is so amazing. And we as the people of God have to remember to always be singing praises unto the Lord. Amen. We have to be making sure that we're giving thanks unto God. Amen. So often we're asking God for things, but God says just give thanks. You know, one of the ways that we can stomp out negativity and stomp out faithlessness and stomp out worry and fear is by praising God, giving thanks unto God, having an attitude of gratitude, calling on the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. And when we call on the name of Jesus, the Bible tells us that that is the name above every name. Amen. And that there is power in the name of Jesus. And the Bible also, in this particular scripture in verse 8, it says, don't just give thanks. Don't just call upon his name, but it says make known his deeds among the people. You know, I feel like we should always have a testimony in our mouths about what Jesus has done for us. That's another way to stop out negativity and to stop yourself from complaining. You know, instead of complaining, just go ahead and testify to the goodness of the Lord. Go ahead and tell somebody how good God has been to you. I don't know about you, but God has been mighty good to me. Amen. Hallelujah. He brought me up out of darkness into his marvelous light. He saved my soul when I was on a fast path to destruction. He sent a man, Pastor Anthony, into a bar to preach the gospel to me, to evangelize to me, to tell me about Jesus. You know, sometimes we feel like we can't preach or we can't tell people about Jesus because we might not know a whole lot of scripture. But the thing is, do you know Jesus? Amen. The thing is, we just need to know Jesus. We just need to have a testimony about God and what he has done for us and how he has changed our lives. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that we win over the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. So when we open our mouths and we begin to give God glory and we begin to thank God for what he's done for us and we begin to talk about his marvelous deeds among the people, I mean, tell somebody about what God has done for us. When we begin to tell somebody about what God has done for us, it makes a difference in the land. Amen. The people start paying attention. There is power in your testimony. There is power in you telling people how God brought you out. There is power in you telling people how God changed your life. And the more, I believe that the more that you talk about God, the more that you talk about Jesus and what Jesus has done for you, the more he is inclined to do. Amen. The more that we have faith coming out of our mouths and praise and gratitude coming out of our hearts and out of our mouths, the more God wants to do for us. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, sing unto him in verse 9. Sing unto God. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you hear me singing. You know I don't have the most melodious singing voice, but you know what? I know how to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll hear me singing unto God. You'll hear me praising God, singing psalms, singing songs that talk about how good he is. Amen. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. You know, we're surrounded by so many troubles, and, you know, I know that I'm not the only one that's walking through something. Amen. And as we walk through life, life will try to get us down. Life will try to make us feel like, you know, it's no use. We might as well give up. We might as well lose faith and stop believing God. But God gives us the antidote for that. He says, rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice. Amen. And make sure that while you're rejoicing, that you're seeking the Lord for an answer to that dilemma, an answer to that report that you got from the doctor, an answer to the problem that your children are going through. Make sure that you're seeking the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us not to lean to our own understanding. It says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. Amen. So we have to seek the Lord, and the next verse, 11, says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. You know, that's why we have to have a prayer life.
Yes.
I said we have to have a prayer life. Yes. You know, I have to seek God's face, amen, before I seek his hand. You know, so often when I go down for prayer, you know, I just want to know that he's there. He said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. And when I go down for prayer, I'm just going down saying, God, just let me feel your presence. Just wrap your arms around me. Just let me feel your spirit moving on the inside of me, because God does live on the inside of us. Amen. And it says, seek the Lord, seek his strength, you know, seek his power. You might not feel like you have the power to keep going or the strength to keep going, but God has the power. Amen. And he makes that power available to you. Amen. Remember his marvelous works. Keep your mind on rewind. Keep your mind on rewind. Keep remembering what God has done. Remember the last time he brought you out. Remember how he kept your children, how he kept your husband, how he kept your wife.
Yes.
Remember how he woke you up this morning, oh my God, and started you on your way. Marvelous works that he has already done, his wonders and judgments of his mouth. And I love that. Remember his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. What has God said? Amen. So often we look at what our situation is speaking to us, but we have to remember the judgments of God's mouth. God has spoken a word pertaining to your life. Amen. And the Bible is telling us here, don't forget what God said. And don't forget that God is a promise keeper. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie. God can't lie. Amen. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, oh, you seed of Israel. That's talking about your identity. Amen. That you are children of Jacob, the chosen one, that by faith you are the seed of Abraham. Amen. You have an identity in Christ that cannot be taken away. You have an identity in Christ that guarantees you success. You have an identity in Christ that guarantees you the victory over anything that the enemy will send your way. You have an identity in Christ that has promises that are over your life, amen, that shall manifest. My God. So remember who you are, amen, when times get hard, amen. And it goes on to talk about in the final verse that he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth, amen. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Because he is the Lord my God. Come on, somebody. He is God over everything. Amen. No matter what goes on, I either get will I praise him in my mouth. Come on, somebody. Not just in my mouth, but it's in my heart. Come on. I got my mind made up. Amen. Hallelujah. That I'm going to praise God anyway. And I'm not going to stop praising God because he's been so good to me. These scripture verses spoke to me so mightily on today. Amen. And I pray that they touch your heart as well. Amen. So remember who you are. Remember that God has a word over your life. Remember that God's going to bring you out. Remember that God, if he did it before, he'll do it again. And remember, hallelujah, that there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. You are already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Remember Jesus. There's a song that says, always remember Jesus. Jesus. Always remember Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We magnify your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. Lord, there is none like you, Lord, and we glorify you on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord. We come, Lord, Father God, thanking you for the work that you're doing in our midst, God. We thank you for every member, God. We thank you for every person that's connected to the church, God. Every person that's connected to the prayer line, God. And we lift up also Cloud9 International Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you're doing a great work in these local assemblies, God. We lift up Tri-Faith International Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a great work in these ministries, God. We lift up Faithful Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon the local assemblies, for the church, oh God. We pray for the church right now, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to do the work that you're doing in New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We pray for every member, every family, God. One by one and name by name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon every life, God. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon every life, God. We thank you, Lord, that the church is necessary, God. We bind up the hand of the devil. We cancel every lie of the devil that will try to say that the church is not necessary, God. We thank you, Lord, that the church in the local community is necessary, God. And we pray, God, that you will allow New Creation to be a beacon of light in the community of Hillside, New Jersey, God. We ask, Father God, that you would draw in the community, God. Give us, Father God, even Father God, Father God, the ability, oh God, to go out and meet our neighbors, oh God. Let us go out, Lord, and just stand on the steps of the church, oh God, and offer prayer to those who are passing by, God. Let us give out, Father God, be able to give out food to the hungry, oh God. Let us be able to clothe those who don't have clothing. Let us be able to put a roof, a shelter, God. Even open up the house next door, oh God. Oh God, let us, oh God, be able to, Father God, just begin to utilize, oh God, the property, oh God, for your glory, God, to help those who are hurting, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that, Father God, the Malloys are in the Faithful Christian Ministries, oh God, they are the proprietors of that property, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for even allowing them to open their doors, God. And Lord, we thank you for where you're taking New Creation Christian Ministries, God, that you're taking us to our own, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our own building, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with keys that we will have access. Lord, we're asking for access, Father God, to our own building, oh God, where we will be able to open the doors 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, God, where we will be able to open the doors, oh God, and do programs and ministries and feeding the hungry and having a shelter for the in the winter, have a warming station for those who do not have a place to sleep, oh God. Lord, we're asking, Father God, for the laborers, oh God. You said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So, Lord, we're praying for laborers, oh God, that you will send in laborers to the house, oh God, that they will come in, oh God. And this prayer includes New Creation as well as Cloud Nine and Tri-State, that you will send laborers, oh God, into the house, oh God, that they will come in, oh God, and roll up their sleeves and be willing to do the work, oh God, of the ministry, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying for not only laborers, but for souls to be saved and lives to be changed, oh God. Lord, we're praying for transformation power to be made manifest in our houses, oh God. When we come to church on Sunday, God, let people come in with excitement. Let people come in with zeal. Let them burst forth the doors of the church, oh God, coming in, oh God, with purpose, coming in with praise, coming in with worship, oh God, doing what this song, David told them when he wrote this psalm, this First Chronicles chapter 16, a psalm that David wrote and gave to Asaph, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that they come in doing what this psalm says, that they come in giving thanks, that they come in singing praises, that they come in with their testimony, that they come in, God, with the heart full of rejoicing, God, that they come in, oh God, hallelujah, coming to learn your word, oh God, to remember your word, to know their identity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer line. We thank you for cyberspace, but Lord, we also thank you for the local assembly, God, and we speak life into the local assembly, God. We speak life into New Creation Christian Ministries. We speak life into Cloud Nine International Ministries. We speak life into, oh God, every church, oh God, that's connected in the name of Jesus. We speak life in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree abundance. We declare and decree, Father God, that you, Father God, will fill the houses from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that the laborers are coming, the workers are coming, oh God, the souls are coming, oh God, hallelujah, the families are coming, God, the sowers are coming. The tithers are coming, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. So, Lord, bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, bless every family, the Carlo family, the McVeigh family, oh, God, the Thomas family, the Simmons family, oh, God. Bless our sister Emily and Ertha, oh, God. Bless, oh, God, hallelujah, Darius. Bless, oh, God, Patrick, and bless, oh, God, hallelujah, every member, oh, God, every family, God. In the name of Jesus, one by one and name by name, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Lord, fill your people with your power, God. Fill us up, God. Fill us up. Fill us up, God, with you first. Fill us up, God. We need to be filled afresh and filling new wine, new wine. Bless, oh, Sister Rita, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bless, oh, God, her children, her grandchildren, God. Bless, oh, God, hallelujah. Every person on this prayer line, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way. Have your way, Lord. Even as my husband continues to pray, God, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the local church. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word released tonight. We believe, God, by faith that a mighty move of God is happening even as we speak at New Creation Christian Ministries.
Yes.
We thank you for a fresh wind, a fresh fire coming through that building, coming through the local assembly in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the anointing that's destroying yokes. We thank you for the spirit of the living God that dwells in that place.
Yes.
We thank you for every angelic on assignment, every angel on assignment to protect and watch over your people. In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, and haven't entered our heart the things that you have prepared for the people of God that love you.
Yes.
I thank you for the love that's in our church. I thank you for the camaraderie that's in our church. I thank you for the unity that's in our church. I thank you for the agape, unconditional love that's demonstrated in our church. Sign, wonders, and miracles will be demonstrated through that ministry. In the name of Jesus, thank you for healings taking place. Thank you for deliverance coming forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise for transformed lives. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you for radical change in the lives of your people, God. Not a form of godliness, not denying the power, but God, we thank you for the authority that you have given us. We thank you for the ability that we operate from. We thank you that we are called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Lord, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, and we're praying for laborers, Lord. We're praying them to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for every family that's a part of our assembly, Cloud 9, Tri-Faith Church, all the churches, Faithful Christian Ministries, God, these churches that are called by your name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the head of the church. You said, unless I build a house, they that labor in vain. So, Lord, we give your church back to you. We say, have your way, God, with every life, with every situation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to be stewards of that local assembly, to be under shepherds, God, leading the flock of God which is amongst us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that apostolic prophetic house. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would do miracles, that you, God, will perform that thing which is impossible. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that it's not going to be by my might. It's not going to be by power. But you said it's going to be by your spirit. And that's why we're praying for the church. You said the enemy will not prevail against the church when he comes in like a flood. You raised up a standard in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you right now. You said we're two or more gathered in your name. We are gathered together in your name on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're believing that every caller is healed in their body. In the name of Jesus, every financial problem, God, has been radically destroyed, oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, you have given us the ability to get wealth. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus, you said you became poor that we might be made rich. So we thank you for the wealth. We thank you for the health. We believe 3 John 2, that you wish above all things for us to prosper and to be in good health, even as our souls prosper.
Yes,
so God, we thank you tonight, and we praise you tonight as we open up and take calls. Oh, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, bless every marriage. Breathe on every family. Come into every negative situation. In the name of Jesus. I just see God turning stuff around, Pastor, as we pray tonight. And the prayer team pray tonight, because I see them hands raised that they're going to pray with us tonight. In the name of Jesus, God's going to get the glory out of this time together.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we're going to open up these phone lines. We're believing God by faith. We pray in faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we know God is not just able, but God will perform
yes.
that which he said he would do.
Yes.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to start opening up the phone lines. If you press 1 on your phone, and if you do have a prayer request, we are being obedient to God, praying for the church. We will continue to pray for the church, but we will pray for those who need prayer tonight. We
yeah.
want to simply touch and agree with you. To God be the glory, because we know there's power in unity. To God be the glory. Pastor, we have a caller or any callers
yes.
tonight?
Area code 504.
This one is
Hi.
Area code. Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I go home from my job crying every night, and I feel like God has me here at this job to learn a lesson, and I don't know if I'm learning the lesson or not, but my manager is a bully and very, very harsh person, and I mean, I don't know just to quit or what, but I need prayer or a word. I don't know what to do. I've been praying and praying, and I thought I was going to get a job offer, and it did not come.
Amen. Well, we're going to lift that up before the Lord, because what God has for you is for you, and we believe by faith that he did not allow you to have this opportunity. Prophet Pastor Jamal, we thank God for the man of God. The Lord is just needing me to allow you, man of God, to pray and release whatever the Lord is placing your spirit. Pastor Prophet Jamal, we thank God for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Can I ask your name again?
Deborah.
Deborah. Amen. To God be the glory. Pastor, are you available?
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
God. Praise
God. Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah to your holy name, Father. I thank you, Father, for giving us an opportunity to touch and agree in regards to your female servant, in regards to your daughter, Deborah, Father. I thank you, Father, you have chosen her. You have chosen her, oh, to be a part of this remnant, Father. And I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for the scripture in the book of Nahum, the first chapter, the 9th verse. Trust me, says the Lord, this affliction shall not rise up a second time. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for building a character, Father. And as you led the Israelites in the book of Exodus to the Red Sea, you parted the Red Sea for them to come together with you, Father, to come together with one another, trusting and believing in your power. Your power is always presence in this situation with your female servant, Deborah, Father. I thank you, Father, for her supervisor, Father. I decree and declare your precious and powerful bloodshed over her. I thank you, Father, for destroying the demonic. I thank you, Father, for destroying the strongholds. You are her refuge in the time of trouble. You are her strong tower, Father. She can run to you, and she shall and will find peace. I thank you, Father, for the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that have dealt much. I thank you, Father, for your creative power that has been established in your daughter, Deborah. I thank you, Father, for her walking in a victory. I thank you, Father, for allowing her to be strengthened and building a care for the kingdom of Christ Jesus. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, but our weapons are not carnal but mighty in the pulling down of strongholds. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, that the atmosphere is set for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, for the angelic host. I commission angels right now to come in a camp around your daughter, Deborah. Father, I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for giving her dreams and vision on which way that you want her to go, because she's a part of the purpose. She's in the center of your perfect will, Father. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. You know her heart. She's crying out to you. And I thank you, Father, that you are God, the incomparable one. I thank you for Psalm 91, that psalm of protection. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge him my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. The snare of the fowler, Deborah, is the trap of the enemy. You are set free from the trap. God has opened your spirit to hide the sea into the supernatural. Thank you, Father, for giving her double for her trouble. Give her a double portion of anointing, Father. Strengthen her, Father. Thank you, Father, in her endeavors with you. Strengthen her, Father, in her endeavors with her job. Strengthen her, Father, where she's weak. You have made yourself mighty and strong. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. You receive all glory and honor. I thank you, Father. Oh, Father, for your precious and powerful bloodshed. Your word says in the book of Revelation that was already released. Oh, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb in the word of our testimony. Deborah, go to praising God right now for your victory. Go to praising God right now that your character is being performed and all your character is being strengthened. Your identity in Christ is being shown and known right there in the workplace, Father, because you are kingdom. You are kingdom-minded. You are chosen from on high by the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Lamb of life. He comes mighty as a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he comes humble as a lamb, but he still has all power, destructive power, as the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he has destructive power, being the Lamb of life. You are the chosen one. You are the royal priesthood. You have been adopted into the royal priesthood with Jesus. You are a joint heir with him who lives in your spiritual belly. Take it by force. Take it. You have the authority over the situation. In the name of Jesus, plead the blood on it. Plead the blood on it. And now we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Put the blood on the situation. I'll put the blood on your supervisor. And I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. Release it. Release life into the situation. I ask of you, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, woo her supervisor to surrender and accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Oh, walk in your victory, my child. I hear God say that there's anything too hard for God. Oh, continue to take your post. Continue to take your post. Anoint your head with oil. If you have anointed oil, take it to work and anoint the doorpost. Do it in a discreet manner, and God is going to manifest his power in a magnificent manner. He's going to get the glory. The glory is in you, and that glory that is in you, Jesus Christ, is going to come to the forefront. Your supervisor shall and will surrender. He shall and will surrender because God said in his word, do not touch my anointed, and don't do my prophets no harm. You are the anointed one of the Most High. And I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. These people connected to you, looking at you, they are going to be set free by what God does with you right there in the workplace. Take it by force. It don't take but one with the Holy Ghost to set 1,000 free. And you are that one, that beacon of light shines in you right there in the workplace. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Take it by force. It is yours. It is yours. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ's name, amen. I say the Psalm 91 every day on my way to work. And I get warned, I do. And I always think of Moses in the Red Sea. I do. I've been thinking about that too. I also say Psalm 121, and I had a lady come through and prophesy, but she prophesied in front of my enemy, and they said it would be harder. And I just am tired. I'm worn. You know, I'm gonna keep going, but it's hard. It's really
God
difficult.
Said in Psalms 23, he'll prepare a table before you and your enemy. All of us has enemies. We need an enemy to go higher. He said, I'll make your enemy your footstool. Without an enemy, you can't go higher. And I know the men on this prayer line know it takes the negative and the positive to start a car. That negativity in your supervisor is allowing God to use the positivity that is in you because he dwells in your spiritual belly to get the situation and to get the current to flow, to get it ignited and started. Stay connected to the source of power, which is the Holy Ghost from on high that lives in your spiritual belly. Take it by force.
Okay.
You're not fighting for a victory. You're fighting out of the victory. Oh, the only way to get to the other side is go through. The Israelites didn't turn back when the Red Sea was parted. They went to the other side. They went to the other side. They didn't turn back and go to the enemy. They went through. God is building your character for the kingdom.
Jesus.
Okay. Amen.
To God be the glory.
I almost walked out today, but I I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna just keep going until I know that it's, you know, something else to go to. I'll keep going.
Just pray until you get peace, and when you get peace, praise God. Praises go up, blessings come down. When you pray and praise, the heavenlies are open and they move according to the prayer that God allows the Holy Spirit to pray in you.
Jesus Christ, thank you.
It's a great shaking and a great awakening for your supervisor. It's going to be a great shaking and a great awakening for your supervisor. His spiritual eyes are closed. God is going to give him a Holy Ghost hijacking and set him on straight street like he did Saul in Acts 9 on that road to Damascus. Oh, yes.
Right.
He's being used by the demonic forces, but you got power and authority over everything in the heaven, the earth, and everything under the earth. You got power in three different realms. Take your post.
Amen. Okay.
Take your post. Your meekness is not weakness. It's just your power under control, the power of God under control.
Amen. Thank you.
Set the enemy aflee. You don't run from him. He runs from you because you know who you are in Christ Jesus. You know your identity.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I'm
going to
do it.
God.
Amen.
I'm glad to hear you laugh. There, I feel a breakthrough right there. Right there. Right
I know.
There.
I know. I know. It feels good. It feels good. Amen. Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because the devil wants the devil wants your prosperity and your posterity.
Yeah.
Amen. There's something connected to this where the devil wants you to walk out. I see promotion coming. Amen. Hallelujah. You stand your ground. Stand your ground. Do not walk out of that job. Stand your ground because God is opening doors for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you need to go back and listen to the word, you could go to blogtalkradio.com/power and you could get that word all over again that was released to you tonight.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank
you
all for being here tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We're here every Tuesday at 7:30 until the Lord says so, about 9.
Okay.
So come back anytime. Okay. Anytime you need prayer, just stop on in. Okay. God bless you.
God bless
y'all. You're welcome. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. For the great things he is doing and for the breakthrough. My God, our sister Deborah got a breakthrough on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. I just want to let Sister Emily know that she fell off. I saw her hand raised. And if you want to come on, just press 1 again, Sister Emily. Press 1 again so we'll know that you want to come on. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973.
Yes.
Yes, your phone is live. Did you have a prayer request? God bless you.
Yes, I do have a prayer request. I lost my brother, Orlando Crespo, and I need prayers to help me make it through his viewing and his funeral on this coming Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Zeta Young.
Zeta Young. Okay, God bless you, Zeta. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you for Seda. Oh, God, Lord, we just lift her up on today, God. We thank you for her press, oh, God, even as she pressed her way to this prayer line on tonight, God. And, Lord, we pray a prayer of comfort and strength over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as she's mourning the loss of her brother, oh, God, and Father God, looking towards her the services on next Monday and Tuesday, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will just give her supernatural strength, God. God, that she will be able to walk through this time, oh God. Lord, you said, Lord, that even though she walks through that valley, oh God, of the shadow of death, that she will fear no evil because you are with her, oh God, and it's your rod and your staff that strengthen her. But God, even more than that, I ask that you will let your spirit, your Holy Spirit, Father God, carry her through these next days, oh God, and weeks and months, oh God, and even, Father God, as she remembers her brother, God, Lord, brother, oh God, allow her to have sweet memories, oh God. Allow her, Father God, to, Father God, just begin to, Father God, keep moving forward, God. Allow her, oh God, to know, God, that even when she feels like weeping, oh God, that it's okay to weep, oh God, that you catch every tear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you cover her. Lord, you said, Father God, that we should, Father God, not be afraid, oh God, because you are with us, oh God. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you are with Seda on today. I thank you that you're walking with her. I thank you that you're holding her. I thank you that you are a keeper, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you have your arms wrapped around her, oh God. I pray for healing over her life, Lord. Lord, heal her right now, Father God. Even now, God, begin to continue the healing process, oh God, knowing, Lord, hallelujah, that, Father God, that you are always with her, oh God, and that nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord. So, Lord, I pray for my sister that you would keep her, that you would strengthen her, that you would walk with her and her family. I pray for her family, Lord. I pray for all of her loved ones, God. Father God, I pray that your presence would be so mighty in the services on next week, God. Lord, I pray that souls will be saved, Lord, at the services, God. Lord, that someone will come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, God. Lord, make yourself mighty in this situation, God. We know that you said all things work for the good of those who love you and according to your purpose, God. And I know that you love Satan and she loves you, God. So, Lord, we're just asking for comfort on today, that you will comfort her, that you will walk with her, that you will strengthen her. And I just hear God saying, I'm with you, daughter. God is calling you daughter, and he says he wants you to know that he's with you, and he's just a prayer away. And I just see you just, you know, just praying to the Lord and believing God and trusting God. And God says, keep trusting me. You're one who trusts God. You trust God no matter what. You trust him. And God said, just keep trusting me because I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to bring the family through, and God's going to be there with you every step of the way. So God says, keep trust me. And I see God saying, even as you weep, he's catching every tear. He's putting them in the bottle, and he's anointing you with fresh oil. God says, I'm anointing you with fresh oil, even as you walk through this time. And God says, don't feel bad. I don't even know. And I just sense that it's a sense of almost like feeling bad about maybe an encounter that you had. But God is saying, don't even feel bad because everything's covered in the blood. He says, everything's covered in the blood. So I bind up that accusing spirit. I bind up the spirit of the enemy, even trying to come and speak negativity to Seda. And I speak, God, your word over her life right now in the name of Jesus, that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for walking with my sister, even during this time, God. Thank you for your hand on her life. Thank you for being her strength. Thank you for being her strong tower. Thank you for being her portion. Thank you for being the rock that is higher than her. I thank you, Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her life and over her family and over her health in Jesus' mighty name. And I speak long life over Seda in Jesus' name. I speak healing over her. I speak healing over her life right now. I thank you, Lord, for having your hand of healing on Seda's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, my sister, we give our condolences to you and your family for the loss of your brother. It's not an easy time to walk through. But even when we walk through times like this, we remember that God is with us. I don't know if you've heard the scripture when we first opened First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 8-14. You just read that and just remember that God is with you. Amen. Amen. God is with you. And our prayers, we will continue to keep you in the family in prayer.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Amen.
God bless you. That's right. I heard that. There's a yet will I praise him in my spirit. So God bless you. And that's right. Keep praising him. Praise him even in this. Keep giving God the praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. You're welcome. Amen.
To God be the glory. We're going to continue to pray for Sada and her family. Amen. The word says, mourn with those who mourn, and we believe in God that he's going to be with them at this time. We have another caller on the line tonight, and this area code 334. Area code 334. God bless you this evening.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless.
This is Sister Mamie. This is Pastor Prophet Jamal's niece. How y'all doing, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, Uncle?
We're doing well tonight. To God be the glory. God bless
Amen.
You, Mamie.
Amen. I was just calling to give y'all a praise report. This past Wednesday, I had a terrible headache. It kind of hurt it all day, nonstop. I pressed my way. I went to Bible study. And it began to hurt even worse during Bible study, but I kept pressing. So Thursday I had to call in from work, and I went to the doctor. And yes, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes, we can hear you now. Yes.
You went to the doctor?
Yeah, I went to the doctor, and later on, like Thursday afternoon, I got better, and I'm just so thankful. I thank God for it. So when I got back to work on Friday, because I had to call in that Thursday, one of my coworkers, she came to me. She said, where were you? I was looking for you yesterday. And I told her I had been sick, and she was just saying that I needed you to pray with me. So I knew then, I already knew it was a spiritual attack from, you know, me being, keeping my family and my friends in prayer and everything. But God is good, and he's able, and I'm just thankful. And I just want general prayer.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We give God praise, and that is a praise report.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to his name.
Yes,
Rita, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. If Sister Rita, if you can, are you available? To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to lift a prayer up for Sister Mamie in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you right now. Sister Rita?
Amen.
Yes, can you pray for, amen, to God be the glory. Can you pray for Sister Mamie?
Yes, amen. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Mamie. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you, Lord God, for walking with her each and every day. Lord, thank you for giving her eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord God, preparing her in each day, Lord God, for all that you have prepared before her, Lord God, as she walks in your way. Lord, the things that she experiences in her workplace and in her everyday life, Lord God, thank you that you are preparing her and that you're revealing the things to her that need to be revealed, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for helping her to hear your voice, Lord God, in that special way that she knows your voice, Lord God, that she's hearing you, the still small voice when she needs to hear that still small voice, that voice that's louder, Lord God, when it needs to be loud enough to just be louder than all the other noise around her, Lord God. Lord, thank you for peace within her spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you surround her with favor as a shield, as well as angels, Lord God, that you have given charge over her, Lord God, and that her steps, as they're ordered of you, Lord God, that she's walking in your way, and her steps are ordered of you, and she's led by your spirit, Lord God, and each and every day that you are the one that helps her to fulfill the purpose and plan that you have for her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
And it made me, even as Sister Rita prayed for you, you said your coworker, to God be the glory, needed you to pray for her, and the enemy tried to interfere with the timing and the kairos of you praying.
Yes.
And even as I thought about Sister Rita having many a testimony in the workplace of ministering and praying for coworkers, I see God using you mightily in the marketplace, in the arena of praying and prayer. And that's what God is going to do. He's going to allow you, glory be to God, not just that one coworker, but even not knowing and unknowingly those that you pray for privately, you're going to see outwardly an impactful, glory be to God, manifestation of your prayer life, even in your work environment. To God be the glory. And that's why you had to see the connection. You had to see the connection with that coworker that said, I missed you. I needed you to pray for me, and you were absent. And that's what God is saying. You were absent, but your prayer is limitless. You can reach through prayer. Glory be to God. There are no limits when you pray, and your prayer is going to go far beyond you being present. To God be the glory. And that's what God is saying to you tonight. Pray and increase that prayer life. Pray more fervently, because your prayers are making a difference. Not just in your workplace, but I sense it is working in your family as well, because God's going to honor your prayers as you pray for your loved ones and your family, but even extending to your workplace, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Well, we thank God for you, and we give God praise, as you said, with the headache and the incident, and you got the victory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God.
Amen. Keep praising him, my sister.
Yes.
Keep praising him. My God.
Yes, ma'am.
To God be
ma'am.
The glory.
Thank God. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God
amen.
Glory. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
And, Pastor, it's amazing what's happening, even as Deborah talked about the workplace, and again, Sister Rita been with us for a minute, and we know God has used her mightily in the workplace. We've heard testimonies from Sister Maria and so many how we can execute and demonstrate our authority outside of the church.
Yeah.
The church is just, glory be to God, marching orders and how we get our power and authority.
Yeah.
But as we come from the church, going back into the real world, then God can move mightily through us, his sons and his daughters.
Amen.
So we thank God. Amen, as we go forward in faith. We got another caller. To God be the glory. And we are speaking right now with 862-862. Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Emily. I'm more than thankful again for another opportunity where we can listen to our prayer line. It's a wonderful blessing. Yes, Lord. Father, I ask you, dear Jesus, to bless me in a mighty special way this evening, dear God. And I also am more than thankful for the prayers that always Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Antoine is always reaching out and praying for me. I thank you, and I ask God's blessing upon you to bless you in a mighty special way. Bless you all physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, dear God. Be with them, comfort them, bless their home, their Lord. Strengthen them, O God. Help them not to get weary in well-doing, but keep pressing forward from one degree of grace till glory may end where grace had begun. Father, you are so wonderful. You are the everlasting Prince of Peace, dear God. Without you, what would we do, dear Lord? What would we do? You are the everlasting and everything in my life. How thine own way, there, God. You without you there, Jesus, we wouldn't be able to go on. I thank you and I praise you and I adore you, there, God. Bless us in a mighty special way. Father, I ask you also to bless Deacon Carmen in a mighty special way, there, God. Also, Sister Sissy and little Sophie, I bring her before you, there, God. Strengthen her, oh God. Be with her. Keep your guiding angel watching all over her. Protect her from danger, seen and unseen, dear God. I rebuke Satan in the name of the Lord. to just get away from her. I rebuke him there, Jesus. You can do all things, nothing impossible for you to do, Father. What would we do without you again, I ask. Yes, Lord, be merciful, have mercy and compassion. Bless all those, all the sisters there, Jesus, that asking for prayer. I ask your blessing upon them also. And those also that are not asking, I ask you to bless them in a special way. Bless the sick, the afflicted, their God. Visit their bedside wherever they are. Strengthen them, their God. Be with them. Ease their aching body, their God, I ask you. What would they do without you there, Jesus? Help them to realize that. Father, I ask you to plant my feet on that solid ground. On Christ, that solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You are the everlasting Prince of Peace. Reach down the snake there, Jesus, with your wonderful, powerful hand, and heal them all. How thine own way, Lord. Bless all the children that are at school there, Jesus, and those that are not. I ask you to guide and protect them there, Jesus. Be with them. Help them, O God, I pray. This young and rising generation there, Jesus, you know it's all things. Father, bless those that are in the prison bar also there, Father. How thine own way, Jesus. Help them to realize there, Jesus, whatever they has done. To ask you their forgiveness, O God, and give you the grace and honor and glory in Jesus' name. I would like to, was listening to the lady that lost her brother. I would like to dedicate this hymn to her. I don't know her, but I know she's a sister. I know whoever she are. Sister, my name is Emily. I ask, I will sing the same for her. I went back to the church. I went back to the house where I used to live. The grass had grown up and covered the door. Someone across the street said, I know who you're looking for, but they don't live there anymore. They are somewhere around the throne of God, somewhere around the throne of God. I keep searching, keep on searching, until I shall find them. They are somewhere around God's throne. I went back to the church where I used to go. The preacher was still there, and he met me at the door. He said, I know who you are, and I know who you're looking for, but they don't come here anymore. They are somewhere along the throne of God, somewhere along the throne of God. I keep searching, keep on searching, until I shall find them. They are somewhere around God's throne. They are somewhere around God's throne. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Somewhere around God's throne. Mourn with those who mourn. Rejoice with those who rejoice. And we, amen. We're going to continue to pray for Seda. And she did hear that hymn. Amen. To God be the glory. It's encouraging. We're going to, before we let you go, Sister Emily, Deacon Carmen, if you are there, to God be the glory. Are you there, Deacon?
Yes, I am.
Can you just release a prayer for Sister Emily before we release her?
I sure will. And after the prayer, I have something to say, okay, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. This prayer is for you, Sister Emily. You're so sweet and so dear. I love you so much. In the name of Jesus,
thank you,
God, place your hand over Sister Emily. Give her the strength that she needs. Give her more wisdom, more love. God, you know what her needs are, Lord. She is humble. She comes to you in a humble spirit, Lord, and she believes in you, Lord. And I know you will deliver whatever is good for Sister Emily. Whatever her needs are, God, please supply them. So bless her children, Lord. Bless her son in the wheelchair. Put your hand on his life. Fill him with joy, Lord. If he doesn't know you, let him come to know you, because I know he will come to know you, because I know his mother is praying for him, Lord. So touch him, touch his family, Lord. Keep them safe. Put a hedge of protection around them. Again, bless Sister Emily. Put your hand on whatever ails her, Lord. You can heal, Lord. You're the same God like you were in the past. You're still the same God. You still have the power, Lord. And she has the faith and she has the belief. So touch her and heal her according to your will, Lord.
Give her
peace, Lord. Give her joy, Lord. Give her comfort, Lord. Put a hedge of protection around her, around Eartha, around the rest of the family, Lord. I pray for Eartha, Lord. Keep her in your care, Lord. Show her that you do love her, Lord. Let her come to know you, Lord. Bless them all, Lord. Bless them all. You know their needs, Lord. Supply them with their needs, Lord. Don't let their faith. Keep them strong in the faith, Lord, because Sister Emily knows that you're not a man of God to lie or the son of man to repent. So whatever you have said, whatever you have said in your prophecies, they will come to pass. And I know they will come to pass. She will see the manifestation because she is a true believer and she trusts in you, God. So bless her, Lord. Bless her steps. Bless her comings and her goings, Lord. Let angels around her house and her family, Lord. Take care of her and just bless her. Bless her. Open the windows and send her an overflowing blessing that she won't even be able to receive. In Jesus' blessed name, amen and amen. Love you, Sister
Emily.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Emily, thank you for praying for me, and thank you for praying for Sophie. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you also, Deacon Carmen.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen.
So, Pastor,
God bless.
When I opened the prayer line in the beginning, and you were talking, and everything you said, I know was from God, because everything you said, that's what I wanted to say. Everything you said. God is real.
Wow.
You know, God
My
is
God.
Real. You gotta have faith in him. You know, the devil is just roaming to devour whoever he can. And his job is to put doubt and to make us feel like things are not, that we're not gonna see the manifestation of his prophecies. And he does a good job of that because, you know, we're human and we have our lows and we have our ups because I do. I'm not perfect, and I never will be perfect. But God knows our heart. And when God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And we just have to believe and have faith and stay strong in the Lord. And when the devil tries to come to us to tell us, oh, this is not going to work, we got to say, God, you know, we just got to profess with our mouth and say, thank you, God. We have to thank God even before he gives us. And we have to go to God, not asking, because God knows our needs. He knows what we need before we even know what we want or need. So we shouldn't go. Yes, sometimes we will ask, but I'm talking myself. When I go to God, I never ask God for anything for me. I really don't. Because you know what? I always say, God, give me whatever you want. Whatever he gives me is fine with me. I don't want anything. I'm not asking God for material things. I don't want anything. I don't want God to give me nothing. I just want God to give me favor, to be with me. I want God's blessings. I want to feel God. That's what I want. Material things, when we leave, it's all going to be left behind. So why are we worried so much about material things? That's not That's not what's going to protect us. That's not what's going to lift our spirits. That's not what's going to, you know, help us in the time of need. So God knows what we need. So I always say, God, you give me what you want. I don't pray for me. I have petitioned for two of my children. And you know, things don't look good at times, but I always remember the prophecies. And I say, God, you know, when I get overwhelmed, because I do get overwhelmed at times, because like I said, I'm not perfect. And I want things done. Like for me, it's taking a long time, but I know everything is going on in God's time. So I have to learn how to be so impatient, because he knows what he's doing. And he's going to, I know he's going to put all the pieces together. But I always say, God, you know, just give me the strength to keep going. And you know, so that my children, one day I will see, you know, my children coming to you, you know, changing their lives around, serving God, believing in God, because that's all I want. I want that for my family. Everybody wants that for their family. So there's three words that it's always, I love these three words, blessed, grateful, and thankful, because I can never thank God enough. I am so grateful to God, and I am blessed because I have God in my life.
That's right.
Those three words, it to me, they mean more than $1 million. It's worth more. I mean, God's been so good to me, you know. And when I start doubting or that things are not gonna that I'm not gonna see what God says will happen, I get mad at myself. I say, what's wrong with you? He did it before. If he did it before, he could do it again. So
you
were right on point, because everything you said, that's just how I felt, and that's just what I wanted to say. And I wanted to tell you that was straight from God, because I felt it, and I feel it, and I know it. So I'm telling people, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, stay close to God. Don't be selfish. Don't ask for material things. God knows what you need. He's gonna give it to you in his time, because his time is perfect timing.
Amen. You know? Amen. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Well, I'm gonna pray for you. Let me pray for you before I let you hang up. God wanted to speak to you tonight specifically through that opening word. That was all God, and we give him glory, and we thank God for the divine connection. Confirmation.
Yes,
amen. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. Yes. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for Deacon Carmen, God. We thank you, Lord, for her heart towards you, oh God, that she loves you so much, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for that you already provided for every need, God. Like she said, she doesn't need anything, God. She just wants a closer walk with you, to walk with you, to feel your presence, to be filled with you, oh God. Lord, to just she's blessed, she's grateful, she's thankful, Father God, for all that you are in her life and all that you continue to do. So, Lord, I ask, Father God, that you give her even more of you, oh God, an even greater experience, a greater infilling, oh God. I ask, Father God, that you will touch her like never before, oh God. Lord, begin to, Father God, just minister to the deeper places in her, oh God. Lord, you're doing a great work in her. Lord, we know that you are faithful to complete the work that you
have begun in your service, oh God. So, Lord, she has a servant's heart, and, Lord, she just wants to walk with you and talk with you and know you, oh God, and she knows you, oh God. But, Lord, even now, God, deep is calling her to deep, God, and as a deer panteth after the water, so her soul is longing after you. So, Lord, you said that if we hunger and thirst after you, we shall be filled, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you for the fresh air filling that's taking place in Deacon Carmen's life right now, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for her children, God. Lord, that all of them will know you as their personal, they will know Jesus. They will know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, oh God. Lord, I apprehend those two that she's praying for specifically, oh God, that you will bring them in, that you will bring them close, oh God. I pray, Father God, a hedge of protection around them, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. I bind up the hands of Satan right now and declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper. And Lord, we thank you for your divine timing, that everything will be done in your time. Lord, I thank you for giving my sister even the fruit of the spirit of patience, oh God, and long-suffering, perseverance, oh God, that she will continue to walk in patience, that she will continue to wait on you, oh God, that she will continue to wait on your Kairos time for divine manifestation of what you have already spoken over her life. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just building her up. I thank you for, I feel God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Pray for her husband and her whole household, God. Touch, mingle, oh God. Continue to minister to him, oh God. Continue to, Father God, walk with him. He knows you, oh Lord. So, Lord, continue to do a work in his life. Bless their marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their whole household from the top rooftop to the basement, to the rafters, the roof to the rafters. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you, God, and we glorify your name for your peace being over their house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Deacon. You stay in faith and keep believing God and keep praising God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well,
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And God bless you, Sister Emily. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful song. Amen. Hallelujah. That hymn, Seda was here. She did receive it. Amen. We have one more prayer request. Amen. Area code 848. Area code 848. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, the prayer line. Grace and peace unto everybody. This is Lori. Just thanking God. Yes. Amen. Just thanking God for the prayers on the week before last. God really moved, and I'm thankful. I just called to say thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
My God, well, we're going to pray for you before we let you. You got to praise me.
Yes.
I hear praise. We're going to pray for you before you go. Amen.
Yes.
Pastor Mar, will you pray, lift up our sister before she goes?
Pastor, I just want you to
as
well pray for Deetra. She lost her husband. She buried her husband on Friday.
Oh, Deetra. I didn't know. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we'll pray for Sister Lori. Prophet Jamal, if you'll pray for Sister Lori and then Sister Deetra and her family. She buried her husband on Friday. If you would just lift them up tonight, please.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for your glory. Being in your daughter's life, Father, your manifested goodness. Thank you, Father, for Lori, Father. Thank you, Father, for your sweet spirit that you have given Laura, Father. Thank you, Father. I hear you, Father. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Lori, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you've got a gift of prophecy. God has given you a gift of prophecy, and you got to take it before the throne room. Take it in the throne room. Take it before the throne of grace and praise him and ask the Holy Spirit to fill your mouth as you open it. Ask the Holy Spirit to sharpen that gift of prophecy that God has given you. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior. She came to this prayer line tonight lifting up the name of Jesus, rejoicing and praising you, not just for what you do, but for who you are Alpha and Omega. You're the author and the finish of our faith. You are the beginning and the end. It is not over until you say it's over. I thank you, Father, for strengthening our hands for war against the demonic realm, Father. I ask of you, Holy Spirit, to open our spiritual eyes. Give us that seer anointing, Father, to see into the supernatural, to see into the second heaven, to war against the demonic, Father. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for allowing her to have her heaven right here in the earth realm, Father. I thank you for blessing her mightily, Father. I thank you for training her up, Father, into the things of the kingdom of Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, for giving her the gifts that you have given her before the foundation of the earth. Reveal the gifts to her, Father. I know you have given her a gift of prophecy, Father. I know you, Father, wants to use her to your glory, Father. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for your manifested goodness in her life. I thank you for your precious and powerful blood shed that cover her and everybody connected to her. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, that the onlookers are looking at your glory in her life, and they want you, Jesus, but they don't know how to come to you humbly, accepting you as their Lord and Savior. Quicken them, Holy Spirit. Woo, each and every individual connected to Lord to surrender and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That same favor you gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you have given your female servant, Lord, Father. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior. You are training her up, Father, for the little ones in her family. You are training her up to be their spiritual mother. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior. Write your word on the tablets of her heart, Father. Allow her to continue to rejoice and glorify in you. Give testimonies of your goodness and your almighty power in her life. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for the Zoe, the good life that you have given, Laurie, and each and every individual connected to Lord. I thank you for Deidre, Father. I plead your presence and powerful bloodshed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you for your redemptive power in Deidre's life, Father, in the loss of a loved one. Allow this loss to push them closer to you. Fall in love with you. Be infatuated with you and not allow the enemy to use it for his opportunity to divide and conquer. Because you said the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll surely raise your standards against him. Thank you for raising your standards against him, Father. And their time of bereavement, Father. Bless them mightily. Manifest your glory in Deidre's life. Allow her family to know that you are their redeemer, your redemptive power, Father. By your spirit, Father. By your spirit, Father. Have your way in the lives of your people, Father. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for choosing to use Laurie to encourage Deidre in the ways and the things of the Lord. I thank you, Father, for filling her heart and her spiritual belly with the encouraging words to release. That's prophecy right there. Edifying the body. Edifying the body of believers, Father. Edifying Deidre, Father. Just have your way, my Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, you are the bridegroom, Father. Oh, Father, you are her husband, man. In the supernatural, Father. Just keep in comfort, Father. Oh, romance her in the midnight hour, Father. I thank you, Father, for the angelic host, Father. I thank you for your angels that encamp around Deidre, Father. Allow those angels to encamp and allow Deidre to know that the angels hearken to the voice of the Lord. They hearken to the name of Jesus. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior. I decree and declare and I decree and declare the bloodshed of the Lamb to cover Deidre. And I commission angels all around Deidre in our workplace, in our home, Father. Angels of peace, angels of light, angels of praise, Father. Angels of worship, Father. Angels of war, to war against the demonic, Father. Oh, no, Satan, you cannot have our Father people. Oh, no, Father. Nobody that God has given into your hand. Jesus, no one will snatch them out. You said, Father, in John 17:22, I have given them the glory that you have given me, so they will be one with us. They are one with us. Deidre, you are one with the Lord. Laurie, you are one with the Lord. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior. And I ask of you right now, Laurie, just rejoice in regard to Deidre, because God is using you as an intercessor. He's going to show you things to pray for Deidre and her family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When she don't know what to pray, your word said the Holy Spirit prays for her, through her, for her. In the name of Jesus, I ask of you, Holy Spirit, to continue to use Laurie, continue to open your mouth and allow him, Holy Spirit, to fill with the prophecies
Oh, with the edification of the kingdom of Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. For the honor to hold your unchained in hand. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for the peace and power of the Holy Ghost being in our spiritual belly. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for allow her to walk uprightly in the frame of mind of Christ Jesus in holiness. And where there's holiness, there's power. Where there's peace, there's power. Thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. Rejoice, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, yes, Lord, yes. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Father, for the laughter that you have instilled in our heart and in our spiritual belly. Laughter that is good for our soul. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. God, that I have chose you. You are royalty to me. I have chose you to drape you in gold. I have chose you with the glory clothes that you have on. I have chose you to walk uprightly with me. I have chose you. And I want to sup with you. Each and every arena of your life, I want to be number one. I want to be Alpha and Omega. Whatever part of your life is not prosperous, that's the part you need to surrender and yield over to the Father, because he's going to manifest his prosperity in your life, Laura. Jesus shall and will be strengthened by the prayers of the Holy Spirit, by you being an intercessor, and by that glory that is in your life. Thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for your female servant, for this lady of the Lord, for this virtuous lady of the Lord, a Proverbs 31 lady you are. Thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We give God praise, glory for you. And as you you continue to esteem your God and lift God up, you know the Lord. And as you pray for your children, give Deidre our condolences and our love, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. And we're going to continue to pray for her and her family. And again, keep raising Jesus up. Amen. Show glory be God, the world, who you belong to. And pray without ceasing, especially for your children. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you as well. Love you both. Everyone.
Love you. Love you. God bless. God bless. Lord, we give you thanks, even as we heard today at the outset, that we should be thankful and grateful, not just for Thanksgiving being this month, but Lord, every day of the year, you woke us up and you have blessed us, everybody on this prayer line, so mightily. We all have numerous testimonies of your goodness. Although life is not perfect or complete, you are still a good God. It's just your character. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for Pastor Prophet Jamal and Sister Rita, Deacon Carmen, all those assembled on the prayer team who, Father God, allowed themselves to be used by you mightily tonight through the spirit of prayer. I thank you for the camaraderie and the chemistry and the unity that we have demonstrated, God, what you have assembled, God, in the name of Jesus. Heaven is rejoicing. Yokes were destroyed. Miracles were being manifested. The demonstration of deliverance took forth and moved forward in the name of Jesus. So bless these and, Father God, their families and their loved ones in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Mae Thomas, God. Continue to put a hedge around her and her family. Continue to allow her mouth to say hallelujah and praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for my mother, that you will continue to bless her mightily in the name of Jesus. And all those that did not raise their hand, looking this way for prayer, God, move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. You said there's power in prayer. And there's power in the prayers of a praying parent, a praying mom and dad. Pray for one another that we might be healed. So, Lord, as we go down from this place, but never from your presence, continue to be with us, God. You said never will you leave us, never will you forsake us. So, Lord, we still will pray as we close our eyes tonight to go to bed, as we wake up tomorrow morning to do our daily duties. We know there is power in prayer. We pray for this nation. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our law enforcement. We pray for our school system. We pray for clergy and churches all over this land in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We will be here tomorrow night, people of God.
7:30, our midweek service. And we thank God again for this prayer line. The demonstration of God on this prayer line has just been so mightily and awesome, and I believe God is pleased. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. So as we go down from this place, know that Jesus is praying for you, your pastors are praying for you, and we got to continue to pray for one another. Amen. To God be the glory. Good night, everyone. We love you. Again, we will be here tomorrow night, 7:30. And at the church at 1230, 1482 Maple Avenue this Sunday, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hottest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. Wanna be